This week, we've been telling stories of yogurt. It's an ancient food in the midst of a boom. But as it happens, while yogurt has been on the rise, another cultured milk product has been sliding into obscurity, which led NPR's Dan Charles to ask, what's up with cottage cheese?
There was a time when cottage cheese was the food of presidents. One president, anyway. If you didn't catch that, it was President Richard Nixon recorded on his White House taping system asking for cottage cheese with pineapple. It was 1973. A year later, that's what he ate right before announcing he would resign. Cottage cheese took off as a health and diet food in the 1950s. Here it is on the show Mad Men, that time capsule of the 1960s. Betty Draper's explaining what she just ate before giving birth.
Toast, cottage cheese, pineapple.
Pineapple? What were you thinking? Anything else, sweetheart?
Consumption of cottage cheese peaked in the early 1970s when the average American ate about 5 pounds of it every year. Yogurt at that time was not even half as popular.
If you eat cottage cheese when you diet, to help you look the way you want to look, you should eat our kind of cottage cheese.
Since 1975, the per capita consumption of yogurt has increased by 7 times, while average cottage cheese consumption has fallen in half. Nobody can be sure exactly why. Tim Knoll worked for decades as a plant manager for a big cottage cheese manufacturer, Bancroft Dairy in Madison, Wisconsin. He thinks it had something to do with how you make it.
I think it's safe to say that in just about every plant that makes cottage cheese, it's regarded as the hardest product to make.
And here's Robert Bradley, who taught cheese making at the University of Wisconsin-Madison for 50 years.
It takes personal attention. It's a very fragile product.
Like yogurt, it starts with milk and bacteria, but different bacteria from yogurt. A curd forms, and at just the right moment, you have to cut it into small cubes. Then the curd's cooked and washed. Sometimes cream is added. It all takes careful handling.
We don't have the degree of dedication to this manufacture that we used to have.
And as a result, quality varies. Bradley says sometimes the product doesn't taste quite right. Tim Knoll, though, points to another difficulty that has nothing to do with manufacturing. The people who run big food companies these days just seem to feel that cottage cheese is a little old-fashioned.
I haven't heard of anybody on the marketing side trying to do anything exciting in cottage cheese for quite a while.
That, of course, is very different from yogurt. In the dairy aisle of this supermarket, I find 5 whole sections filled with Greek yogurt, Australian-style yogurt, yogurt with all different flavorings. Off in the corner, there's just 1 section with generic-looking cottage cheese. Jerry Berman and Madeline Anglin, shoppers here, say that's the difference.
Marketing that Greek yogurt is so good for us. It's not the marketing for cottage cheese. Nobody talks about it anymore.
When we were younger, you know, it was really promoted for your salad or just
cottage cheese and peach slices and a hamburger patty.
A younger shopper, Mary Scott Bogatz, tells me she hasn't tasted cottage cheese in years.
It's really good for you, I know, but I just don't like the chunky and the creamy. The texture freaks me out.
She walks off with a big container of plain yogurt. But then a few minutes later, she comes back. Just talking about cottage cheese got me thinking about it, she says. She's ready to try some again. Dan Charles, NPR News.